Thank you.
You're very handsome.
Thank you. Even with my beard. But, so I entitled today's shiur, Shaving During Sfira, a dozen situations where one could be lenient, where it's permitted. And just to put in perspective, you know, Jewish people, we function based on a calendar, really obviously the halachas of a calendar. And Sfira is a very unique period. We have two periods in the year which it's communal avelos. Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks, building up to the 9 days, the week of Tisha B'Av itself. We know about that period of avelos, and we have the second period of avelos, which really is not too far away from it, but we have now the period of Sfira. And Sfira is unique, although it is a time on the calendar, the exact standard of when you keep the avelos of Sfira differs. And there are different minhagim, and the purpose of today's share is not to go through those minhagim in general, but more to focus in on shaving. But just to give a quick overview, you have to keep 33 days of avelos when it comes to Sfira. That does utilize Hilchos Avelos of Mixas Yom Kukulo. So for example, if you start counting from the beginning of Sfira till Lag BaOmer, that would be 33 days. Now, even though practically during Chol Hamoed, people would listen to music, which is one of the elements of Avelos, but that doesn't mean you're not keeping the Hilchos of Avelos. Those Halachos of Avelos begin at the beginning of Sfira. You're allowed to listen to music because it's Chol Hamoed. But what you call first Sfira would go through Lag BaOmer. We would say Mixas Yom Kukulo. Once the beginning of the morning is up, the day is finished. So one technically would normally be allowed to shave after Shacharis on the day of Lag BaOmer. Okay? There are other people that only started their Sfira this week. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, okay, Hawks, first day, second day. When they conclude, close to Shavuos, fine. But all in all, one of the means, the major halachas, besides not having weddings during Sfira, no, even that, you could play the games. You know, I heard nowadays things are so, it used to be, okay, the week before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, there always were weddings, I believe. And that's because, okay, some people, or Moshe actually says that the second Sfira is the main Sfira. You know, people have been, I think the majority of people probably follow the minhag to do the first Sfira, but both minhagim work. So there always were weddings the first part of Sfira. There, it was not common to find weddings after Lag BaOmer. Even though people keeping first Sfira, at that point, it would be finished. But the way it used to be in Klal Yisrael was, yeah, you couldn't. People got married in Lag BaOmer. I had a friend who got married the night of Lag BaOmer, the night of the 33rd, which is a Chiddush, but they would need to do that sometimes too. Fine. But in between Lag BaOmer and Shavuos, you didn't usually find weddings. I believe today the halls are booked for weddings in Lakewood every single night post Lag BaOmer. And that's because there's a shortage of places for nice Jewish boys and girls to get married. And Eis Lasel Sel Hashem, the Maisa, we need to do it. It would be mutter if you keep the first Sfira, and that's it. I think at one point in Yeshiva, I'm not sure in Queens if they still have this, but I think in Queens they insisted the guys not get married after Lag BaOmer. It's true. Still doing it today. So, okay. So, halachas of getting married, halachas of music, those are other common halachas when it comes to the avelos. But what I want to focus today is on shaving. Shaving, and usually with that go the halachas of haircuts. To me, that's the greatest personal expression that we have about avelos. Listening to music, not listening to music is a whole parsha, and sometimes, you know, There are a term for that too. But shaving is the practical means. How else do we observe the idea of avelos? It's by not shaving. It's a practical, personal way that a person expresses its sphere. Now, that being said, so first and foremost, before we get to the heterim, a person should only use a heter, a permissible way to undo something, if he's in this situation where that's the right thing to do. But obviously, the default should always be, look, if there's any way for me to keep this form of avelos, I should try to keep it. I'll get to it in a second. Like, you know, one of the most common heterim out there is for work. A person that needs to shave because of his job, we'll see, there's a heter for that. But to put that in perspective, well, in the world today, a lot of things go, right? The workplace dress code is not what it used to be, by far. And if there'll be two periods of the year, really today's share, when it comes to shaving and haircut, what I'm talking about, really applies for the most part the same way now during Sfira, also during 3 weeks. So I'm double dipping. You can refer to this share, you know, a couple months from now, but not even. But Sfira is something, shaving is something, which in the workplace today could be a lot of people could get away with for two periods a year, a few weeks during the entire year, you come to work unshaven. It could be. And if that would, works for you, pun intended, so then that would be great because you could be mekayim the halachas of Sfira, the avelos of Sfira, and it doesn't take away from your job. But obviously, those are where it would be an issue. Okay, there's room to permit. But my starting point is we should understand the extra stubble that a person has on his face, although it might be annoying, it might be itchy. Here in Florida, you schwitz even more. Okay, but your wife doesn't like it, your mother doesn't like it. We'll put all the things on the list. End of the day, it is a mother-in-law. She doesn't get a voice. But Lamaisa, don't talk about that. Lamaisa, it is a great expression of avelos, and it's meaningful if a person's able to keep his beard, his unshaven face, ma tov ma noyim. That's beautiful, no matter what your mother or mother-in-law say. But going through the halacha, I did come across. My goal is to find a dozen, and I found a dozen. A dozen different heterim that we could perhaps utilize throughout, you know, throughout life, different stages of life. It applies to, you know, some of these might be past our prime, but it might apply to the next generation, all different things. So let's go through a list of a dozen heterim for people to be allowed to shave during Sfira. Now I'm going to start with heter number one. I gave out an Erev Shabbos, and some people utilized it. And it's something which only comes up some years based on the calendar. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hey, it's the first Mishnah Berurah on the page, it's by Bayes. So he's talking there about the different minhagim. If you read three lines into the wide lines, to the end of the line, va'af hanogim iser gamar rosh chodesh ir. Even those people that start the count right away, they already had an iser pre rosh chodesh ir. You're doing the first sphira. Makom makom imchal rosh chodesh b'shabbos. If the calendar works it out, that Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, kiven sheyesh kan tosfos simcha Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh, since you have extra simcha, right? I hope everybody had something extra to eat Shabbos day. It's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh combined, a double kavod. Yesh lahatir listaper be'erev Shabbos, right? You should be matir to shave on erev Shabbos. When they kavod that Shabbos, to in terms of kavod Shabbos, and the gam lisa isha boba yom, you can even get married that day. Kivan shikar suda yeh b'Shabbos rosh chodesh. Right? The concept, at least for shaving here, is since yesterday was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, for that extra kavod, Shabbos plus Rosh Chodesh, there's a heter to shave. Black and white, Mishnah Berurah. There are one potential issue that this creeps into. Some people don't shave on any Rosh Chodesh because they're Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid. But most poskim say, even if you normally keep Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid had these wishes, that itself is debatable. It's not halachic, it's a chumrah. But even Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid had these things that people makabel. One of them is not to shave normally on Rosh Chodesh. Shave or take care of it on Rosh Chodesh itself. But most poskim say, even Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid, when it comes to Friday, is Rosh Chodesh, and you're shaving with Kavod Shabbos, so then 100% that's mutter. So even though it was a two-day Rosh Chodesh, and practically you're shaving on Rosh Chodesh, most poskim, and if you looked around, most people do keep this black and white Mishnah Berurah, that one, right? Not black and white cookie, black and white Mishnah Berurah, that one could, which really means, I'll say in a moment, I'll say a little bit later in the story, should shave for Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Rosh Chodesh. So that's heter number one. Okay? I got 11 more. Now that one, if you missed it, you missed it. But now you know for the future. Black and white Mishnah Berurah. Now I decided, let's start with the heterim that are clear in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Aleph. On the Marmakomos, this is Tuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis. Okay, Nogin Shlul Stapper Ad Lag BaOmer. We have a minhag not to shave, take haircuts until Lag BaOmer. Shomer Shaz Paskav Limnos, because we say at Lag BaOmer is when the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. Then the Stapper Ad Yom Mamadal BaBoker. Very important for the Svardim in the room. The Machaber says one cannot take a haircut, shave until the morning of the 34th. LNK Michal Yom Lama Gimel Erev Shabbos Oz Mustab Bom Ne Kavod Shabbos. You see this theme all the time. Even Svardim, which wait to the 34th day, the one time they are able to do earlier is Kavod Shabbos. It's already the second mention. Kavod Shabbos is a big deal now.
Kavod Shabbat.
Right. Kavod Shabbat, you're right. Right now, we saw a moment ago the Mishnah Berurah said Kavod Shabbos plus Kavod Rosh Chodesh. That puts you over the top, even where you started your Avelos.
Does Svarim get married on Lag BaOmer?
34. Right.
They don't get married on Lag BaOmer.
The Svardim hold that Lag BaOmer is a full day. The Ashkenazic trick, which I'm about to show you in a second, is the Ramah. They hold Nixas Yom Kikulo. So as long as the morning of the 33rd came up, that's considered a good day. Ashkenazim cheat. The Svardim do it full. We need 33 full days. So you can't get married Lag BaOmer. You have to be post. Haggah. The Ramah adds, Dino Seino in our countries. Ein Nogim Kedvarav. We don't go like the Machaber. El Mistaper B'Yomam Gimomer. Umarim Bo Ksas Simcha. B'Yomam Bo Tachnon. Right, the Ksas Simcha is not that you don't say Tachnun, but I can't resist. I saw a very cute meme, Shimon Shomni. It says, your subscription to No Tachnun ends today. If you want to continue, you click here to join the Hasidus. So, yes. Right?
I sent it to
Judson. Yeah. Oh.
Which Hasidus?
Take your pick.
And my father sent it. Really, I think it's great.
Okay. Hey, Berger, you're spreading around the world. Now, so here you have the Machaber sets up, OK? Okay, 33 days, full days, Ramaz, Makel, for Lag BaOmer. But continuing on, the halacha continues, skipping the Mishmar in between, going to the next page. The Ein L'Stapper Alag Gimel Ba'atzmo V'Lomim Be'erev, right? You can only shave on Lamed Gimel itself, not an Erev Lamed Gimel. You need the Mixas Yom. Miyom Chal B'Yom Rishon Nogim L'Stapper B'Yom Vav L'Kabbal Shabbos. Once again, if Lag BaOmer is going to come on Sunday, we'll take haircuts on Friday. L'Kabbal Shabbos. The third time you already mentioned Kabbal Shabbos. That's a big deal.
Now you're 31.
Okay, right? Umishu Balbris, this is the line I wanted to get to. Omo Beno, Mutter Lestarper Besvira Lechavad Hamila. If you are the Balbris, we'll see in a moment what that means. O Mo Beno, or you are doing a bris to your son, which that's the default sentence, so then you could shave. Let me just see the Mishabura. Mishabura, I put on top of the page. Yud Beis over there in the Mishabura. Baal Bris, Hainu Hasandik Vahamol, Vabia Ben. Who is allowed to shave? Over the kid who doesn't need to be shaved. But who needs a shave? The Sandik, the Mol, and the Avia Ben. Avsh Inu Mol Ba'atzmo. Even if the Avia Ben is not the Mol, would still be allowed to take a shave. But if you get a different kibbut, right, you're the kvater, you're bringing the baby, you bring it from Kisei Eliyahu, you can't shave. But the main players, the sandik, the mol, the avia ben, the big three, they are allowed to shave for a bris. So right hand and hair, okay, if you get a bris during the 3 weeks, during the Sfira, you 100% would be allowed to shave because it's a simcha, covered, even though there's an element of avelos, but covered for the bris supersedes that. And therefore we say you shave. Yes?
I assume they would have to shave the day before the bris unless there's some strange reason the bris is
in. Good point. Yeah, good point. L'chora, you could, right. You don't, you know, the bris is early in the morning. You usually don't even shave necessarily before davening. So yeah, one would be allowed to shave even the night before. I believe we can make that out. Okay. So that's one nice heter. Okay? If you're the big three for a bris, you could shave. If you're not one of the big three, then you can't. Yes. Yes, yes. Right. Pash Pashat, you are correct. When we talk about Lestaper, it's really both. It's a shave and a haircut. Now, all he talks about is bris mila. There's no mention here of something that usually comes with bris mila on the first child, 30 days later, pidgin haben. Would one be allowed to shave for a pidgin haben that comes out during Sfira? What would you say?
The
Kohen? Maybe the Kohen, maybe the father. What would you say? Are you allowed to shave for bris, for pidgin haben? Now, Josh, what outranks? If you had a choice, okay? I could only make one. I could only come late one morning to work. I have one day left. I'm informed of a bris and invited to a pidgin haben. Which should I go to?
Both the
Huh? They're both
the
Doraisa.
The bris is more common.
Bris is more common. Go to the bris. So I would advise you as a financial Olam Haba advisor, go to the pidgin haben. You know why? Now, what I really would tell you is figure out which relationship is more important to you and which one.
I was assuming in the question that all things were equal.
Yes, but assuming all things are equal, Chazal say the going to a pidgin haben, part of it, yeah, it's because it's not so frequent. You could have families that for generations don't have pidgin habens, right? Based on the lineage and all that. But 1 second. By pidgin haben, they say it's considered. You go to one pidgin haben, it's considered as if you fasted many, many fasts. So that's a good schar. By a bris, it's as if you ate many bagels. So it's not the same scar. So if you had a choice between a pigeon on Ben and a bris, why don't you go to a pigeon on Ben? Yes.
So I actually experienced this as Gabai.
Yes.
We had...
Gabai has to can't shave.
Twin boys whose bris fell out on the same day that someone else's pigeon had Ben fell out. So when you have twin boys and they're both getting a bris the same day, you have to do one bris, then you have to take a small break, and then do the other bris. So the question came up, can you do the pigeon haben between the two brises?
While a sandwich.
And the answer was no, you have to do the pigeon haben before the bris.
Really?
That was what the Rav Paskin
did. Very interesting. I wonder why he said the pigeon haben comes first.
He said the pigeon haben comes first?
That's very interesting, because usually we're very makbid in the Zerizim Makdimim by a bris. I'll tell you on the side.
Sharfman also gave Shira years ago the pigeon haben. It has to be 30 full days. So if the 30 full days comes out at 4 in the afternoon...
Right, you have to do 4 in the... Right. So that's very interesting. It's a very interesting process. You have to tell me when that happened, how long ago. Who's the Rav? But, very interesting. But, despite the fact that Pidgin Aben is a big occurrence, an exciting thing... You know if you had a Pidgin Aben?
Huh?
You have a Pidgin Aben? Huh? But, okay, let's see if your brother. Lamaisa, Bez Hashem. The post can bring down, I see, a safer I have with the postic of one of the postcom in Lakewood, Shmuel Felder, asked the Shiloh to Rav David Feinstein. And Rav David says, there is no heter for a pigeon aben. And the interesting reason is Chazal say, bris mila is a tremendous simcha. Now, Pidgin Aben is a big simcha, especially if this counts for many fasts. But it's not the madrega of simcha. Chazal go out of their way to say there's tremendous simcha by bris. Pidgin Aben is also simcha, but not the same level. And therefore, one cannot shave for a Pidgin Aben. Very interesting. So the heter is only for a bris, not for a Pidgin Aben. Now, I figured, yes, even the kohen. Now, I figured once I start with bris, I might as well go through the life cycle and go through potential other heterim. A bar mitzvah. Okay? We did the bris. We did the pigeon aben. You have a bar mitzvah that falls out during sfira. Is there a heter for shaving? So you say not.
At least Ashkenazim.
So I'll tell you an interesting thing. Who are we talking about for a bar mitzvah? Right. So there already, the fact that he becomes a man when he's 13, it's viewed differently than a bris, where the Baal Simcha there is really the father. The Baal Simcha of a bris is viewed as the boy, and the issue that the postum judge, could the boy shave for his bar mitzvah? Now, most kids don't have the shiloh by their bar mitzvah. They can't shave by their bar mitzvah. Not puberty didn't hit them that much. But if you do have, right, somebody that already needs to shave by the age of a bar mitzvah, the post can come up with a very interesting chav. You should shave before your bar mitzvah as a katan. Nice chav. Right?
You've been reporting on film before already?
Yeah. Because the issue of avails is really going to hit you the day you become a bar mitzvah. Great. Shave the night the day before.
We've talked about other things. Where
that's from Shlomo Zalman Orbach's chav.
We've talked about other things before where a bar mitzvah boy becomes in Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Counting Spira and all these things.
Right. Very interesting, right?
That's what the same
book. Yeah. So, Shlomo Zalman said, let him shave before as a katan. However, others, the Nesivus himself, says you could shave even as a gadol. That being the case. Okay, we got the bar mitzvah. Now, let's talk about a chasan. A chasan, this is brought down. One second. Let me just jump there. A chasan has heterim basically from the ufruf till the end of the Shavuot Brachos.
And that's it.
And that's it, yeah. Life is over. No. But there's a Shari Tshuva here that says the chasan would be allowed to shave for his ufruf if it would fall out during the 3 weeks Sfira. He would be allowed to shave, obviously, for his wedding. But even for every day of Shavuot Brachos, a chasan would be allowed, a chasan, say kal too, we'll get to that later, right? Would be allowed to shave. Okay? So we have bris, we have bar mitzvah, we have chasan. Those are, right, I think the nice life cycle events, you know, talk about, you know, what happens after you get married. You know, there's no heter to shave for a funeral. It's pum for care. Now, yes. Now, let's walk back by a wedding. What about by a wedding, the attendees of a wedding? And this is very common. I just did this last week. I keep first sphera, and I flew out to New York for some nice wedding.
I don't think
you
shaved.
Huh? How do you know? You saw the pictures. Anyway, so it's a very interesting thing. If you look in the bottom of your sheets, I have quoted from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Misha Huzman Lachasna Ba'ozim Lama Gimel Yamim Shinogamim Isser. A person who's invited to a wedding during the time which he keeps Sfira, very prevalent, especially the way I set it up. And nowadays you have weddings all across Sfira. The only time you don't have a wedding is from now to Lag BaOmer. Like Rebbeim and Yeshiva, they have to go to weddings every night. Take a deep breath. Okay, Chavetz Chaim, they'll give you till it's
torture.
Yes. So someone who... No.
Everyone's all there. No.
Now, someone who is invited to a wedding, he adds the line, Ve'in yochel leil lo stopper. And you can't go to this wedding without shaving. It's a black tie affair. And you're going to come in looking grub. Motor le stopper. It'll be motor for you to shave for this wedding. And it's a very interesting point. And I actually saw a knowledgeable chassan did this week. Right? Part of the issue here of the shaving for the chassanah is if nobody cares, sounds like, okay, then you don't have a heter to shave. But if you need to shave to go to the wedding, now what defines if you need to shave to go to the wedding? So, one, the focal point is, yeah, what did the Bali Simcha want? If the Bali Simcha want the people to shave, that Mimela gives the people the heter to shave. So I saw Hassan sent around to his friends. He would like for his friends to shave, which gave him the heter to shave. Now, there probably were some people that didn't shave. But where Moshe does write that you go into a chasna, and it's during Sfira, right, and the expectation is that people are going to shave, then one would shave for it. It doesn't hurt your Sfira. You're still keeping for Sfira. But you would shave for kavod of the chasna. So right there is a heter. Yes. Yeah, yeah, there is something, like, you know, trimming. But Rav Moshe does give a heter for that. Now let's back it up a step, okay? So we did, so far I got 5 heterim on my. We had this past Friday's heter, we did bris, bar mitzvah, chasin, and now wedding attendees. I got 7 more to go, and the clock is ticking. Dating, let's step it back. How did the chasin get to the chuppah? He had to date. Now, usually, now, it could work out, right? If you're getting married during Sfira, Mastami didn't date during Sfira. It's not that quick. I don't know. Maybe it's some Israelis. But it's usually not that quick of a of a engagement and the like. But it could be you could date during Sfira and get married, not right after. You wouldn't get married during 3 weeks. Okay. But Lamaisa, let's say you're dating during Sfira during the 3 weeks. So I remember in Yeshiva, we were told the following idea. Pashup Shad is one should shave during Sfira because a person makes a better impression for sure in the earlier dating. If you're already dating for, you know, a period already and they know you, okay, so it's not a first impression. So perhaps in that situation, you wouldn't need to shave. But if you're first starting dating, first impressions matter. And a person usually looks better when they're shaven than when they're grubby. I remember in yeshiva used to come up, what happens if the girl's really frum? And she expects you not to shave because it's sphere, because, okay, if that's the situation, then maybe then you don't have to shave. And it became all these things. I don't know the girl yet. What should I do? Should I shave or not shave? And that's our poor Rebbe, and we were busy. There's such shilas. But the default is, if someone is dating, one would be allowed to shave. Now, try keeping that from your friends when you're trying to secretly date. You go out the back door in yeshiva, and all of a sudden, you know, in the middle of Sfira, you have a nice, you know, baby cheeks. Right? You have every guy in yeshiva coming over to you. New, how's the date last night? So strategically, you know, you would hope she's a frummy that wouldn't want you to shave, and you could keep your low profile. But
what about the opposite? That you're allowed to shave your marasai.
Yeah, so I'll get to that. Very good point. I'll get to that. Rook, going through a few more, yeah. The heter to shave for work, which I mentioned in the past, that was really the starting point. That's an Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Beis. That the Rav Moshe gives a heter for those, again, both during Sfira and during the 3 weeks, if you need it for your job. And we said before, it should absolutely be needed for your job. If you really don't, then okay, obviously it's better to not shave. Health, if for any reason for health, you know, sometimes people have medical procedures or other things, okay, you need to shave, you shave. That's Pasha, that's an Aruch HaShulchan. That gets me to number 8. Now here's an interesting case. And this is based on one little line in the Bir Halacha. There's one little Bir Halacha in the middle of your page. We say there's a minug not to shave. So the Bir Halacha writes, "V'kol makom osan ratim l'stapre b'chol ha'moled, ki b'simin tafkuf laman aleph," the people who are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, those who are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed should be allowed to shave on Sfira because it's no worse. Now, just for the record, the last thing I just spoke about was really work. Rav Moshe is not quick to give a heter at all to shave during Chol HaMoed for work. During Sfira, that's easier, that's a minuk. Chol HaMoed, as we touched on, right? Chol HaMoed is a bigger issue. That might be an Issur Melacha. So shaving for work during Chol HaMoed is not possible. But for when it comes to Sfira, Rav Moshe says, whatever is mutter on Chol HaMoed to shave will be mutter for Sfira. Well, when's the mutter to shave on Chol HaMoed? It's not work. So they talk about cases of where the person before Yontif didn't have a chance to shave. One is if you got your get out of jail free card. The other situations, there are many situations. Someone told me two great cases, right? Hatzalah guys have this, right? They want to go and shave Erev Yontif, and they get a call, and they're out running the call. They make it back barely on time for Shabbos. They have no time to shave. A tzolla guy in that type of situation would be allowed for Yontif on Chol HaMoed to shave. And therefore that person, if he didn't get a chance Erev Yontif to shave, would be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, or if not then by Sfira. Similarly, someone told me a story happened to them. On Erev Yontif, there was Alan sent out the email. They needed 10 people for a minyan, for a person's levaya. They went out to the cemetery. They helped dig the grave, which is really part of the mitzvah too. It's better for you to dig the grave than to have the workers. Everything to be done based on Jews is always better. And you're busy doing that, you come back, you're schwitzing, you're sweating, you can't take a shave. So a person like that would be allowed to shave during Sfira. Very nice. Mustaches, you're always allowed to shave if it interferes with your eating. That's halacha brought down by Hilchos Tisha B'Av, but applies over here too. If your mustache goes into your food, messes up your soup, you'd be allowed to trim your mustache. I saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says, interesting psak. Women and tanim also have the halachas of Sfira. Women also have the, okay, there's certain heterim they have for women, different things. Tanim, there are cases where I'm out there, but again, one of the heterim, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky gets to do an upsharing during Sfira. He says during the 3 weeks he's more machmer, but during Sfira you could have an upsharing. You don't have to wait for Lag BaOmer to do it by Meiron with all the craziness you could do before. All right, we hope to go to Meiron on Thursday. So okay, you can do an upsharing there. One last heter which is dear to my heart, which I would like to speak about in the last 5 minutes, is what they call the Chavetz Chaim heter. Now, I don't know why it's called Chavetz Chaim, because it wasn't just Chavetz Chaim. There's a famous thing that Chavetz Chaim people shave on Friday to cover the Erev Shabbos. Where is that coming about? So that's really nothing to do with Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva. I mean, we happen to keep it. But it really stems as a Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Hilchos Tisha B'Av talks about shaving the Kavod Shabbos. And the idea that expressed by the Magen Avram brought down by Chassam Sofer is if it's really shayach to be Mekayim Shneim, you could keep Avelus and also keep Kavod Shabbos. There we would say for Kavod Shabbos you should shave. Meaning, let's say the average person would shave multiple times a week. Is enough growth for him to shave, let's say, Tuesday and Friday. So during Sfira, during the 3 weeks, he doesn't shave every week Tuesday. So he'll come in Friday, he'll already be quite. So then one would be allowed to shave on Friday, the Kavod Shabbos, because he did both. He has his Avelos. There's a hecker of Avelos. At the same time, you have Kavod Shabbos, and we already saw multiple times here in Halacha how important Kavod Shabbos is. Now, in the regular week, if he doesn't shave twice a week, you're not keeping the Avelos, wouldn't say Stam, shave for Kavod Shabbos. But where there's really both, you have the Avelos, you also have Kavod Shabbos. So we say, okay, you did your Avelos. Now, come Friday, you shave for Kavod Shabbos. Now, really, the idea of shaving, according to this idea, all times of Kavod Shabbos, not you could shave for Kavod Shabbos. You sometimes find this, like a guy, you know, he wants to build up his beard during Sfira time. According to this idea, really, it's a chiyuv to shave on Erev Shabbos for Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos mechayev you. This concept really dates back to Slabatka. Slabatka, they were very makbid on this Magen Avram for Galus Adam. The people being unshaven is unkept, is lacking in Galus Adam. And it was a Slabatka thing. They were very, very much machmen in this. So Chavetz Chaim stems from the Slabatka, and that's why they shave. Back in the day, Ner Yisrael used to be also stemmed from Slabatka. Rav Rudiman was a Talmud of the Altar of Slabatka. His Mashgiach with David Kronglass, even though he himself was on Slabatka, Nick, I assume Rav Rudiman asked him, would go door to door in the dorm, knocking on every single door, dorm room, telling the Talmidim, you have to shave for Kavod Shabbos. Now, somewhere along the line, you know, these things got lost. The world got, quote unquote, frimmer. But in reality, it was less frim because this is Kavod Shabbos shave. Now, even Rav Henoch, I'll take a few questions in a moment. Rav Henoch was nervous with this type of thing. He told people to should shave and people in yeshiva should shave for Shabbos. But he used to say, if you live in a frim community where, you know, the Baal Batim in the community are not going to shave and you're going to shave, don't think like you're so weird. So then Reb Henoch said, okay, if you live in Brooklyn, if you live in Lakewood, okay, you can't shave anymore. But it's okay. So it got limited where exactly this had to apply. For sure, within the confines, you know, in yeshiva for Shabbos, there would be such a thing. Now, I must tell a great story. Years ago, Rabbi Sharfman was in Eretz Yisrael. I believe it was a Summersman, so he was there for the during the 3 weeks. And he was in the Mir Yeshiva. And a famous Rebbe there in the Mir Yeshiva, I'll leave out his name, but let's just say he has his own yeshiva today. This famous Rebbe was giving a shiur about this topic. And he talked about, oh yeah, I once heard of some people, you know, shave for Kavod Shabbos. Oh, we don't hold that way. And said some derogatory terms about such a heter. Rabbi Sharfman was not no pushover. Okay. In the middle of the shiur, he went and fought back and said, how could you disparage the clear sheet in the halacha? There are yeshivas that follow such a thing.
Right.
Rabbi Sharfman fought back against this Magid shiur for disparaging such a practice. And Lamaisa, you know, I think this topic is a good topic in general. The idea of shaving during Sfira, because like so many other things in halacha, it's a balance. You're balancing on the one hand the halachas, the minhagim that we have to keep Sfira, and to, that's our expression of avelos, the practical thing we do to connect with the sad point of this time of the year. At the same time, there are situations of simchas, personal simchas, obligations of work, health, all different areas, and also with, mixed into it, Kavod Shabbos. So weighing all these things, like many things, needs a posek, needs a rav, but there definitely are, at least we found here, a dozen scenarios where one could be makel to shave during Sfira. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing everybody next week.